Oh, Wendy, look who's in the studio. It's our friend, noted pet expert Steve Dale. Hi, Steve.
I'm not your friend. I'm Wendy's friend.
You're
right away. You know what's weird? I was going to say the same thing, but then I thought I'm not going to start on a bad note.
I think you're friend to everybody. Who wouldn't want to be your
if
friend?
If they love animals, and clearly you do because you have a pet gibbon.
Yes, Peanut the gibbon. Peanut. We've had Peanut for, it'll be 41 years in December.
Well, maybe not that long, but you've been talking about Peanut for, this is the thing I want to ask you about.
Sure.
So long ago at another radio station, Wendy will remember that Bill spoke about Peanut.
Yes.
With me.
He was just trying to get into the conversation.
And that was,
don't tell him it's not real.
Well, the thing is that gibbons don't live as long. So
that's what's a miracle about Peanut.
You clearly
this
have
is
the
Peanut
longest
too,
lived.
Isn't it?
No, this is the original Peanut. He works out, which I recommend for pets to work out.
Yeah, you're right.
Little dumbbells?
Does
he use dum-dum suckers to lift?
He uses an elliptical. We had a specially made elliptical for Peanut.
In the trees.
And he watches what he eats, and I'm so proud
That's
of him
important.
For that, because he's lactose intolerant and he loves milkshakes.
Yeah.
But, boy, we've had a great time with him.
Clearly. So now Peanut's on Social Security?
Because in gibbon years, gibbons rate, their age rate is different than humans.
Yes.
So even though he's
41, Obama. Does
human,
he say that?
He has said that on occasion. Why is that funny?
Does he get bananas at half price because he's a senior?
Yeah, he flashes the card.
Yeah.
And it's the AARP card, and he flashes that, and they give him a discount.
That's
and
for just, primates, right? AAR.
Yeah, for primates.
Yeah.
And we just taught him how to play Gnip-Gnop, and he loves playing Gnip-Gnop.
All right, can we get on to the real discussions?
Sure. Sure. Today is, as everyone is well aware,
it's so exciting.
National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, really seriously, this is important because most people that have a cat will take, not everybody, that kitten, if they happen to get the cat as a young kitten, to the veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
But then the cats, because cats are cats, they tend not to act ill, even if they are.
Still yearly checkups.
It's difficult to get them there, so people don't. And oftentimes, Wendy, be ready to be shocked, until a cat is 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 and really sick from something, many cats, I'm talking many, nearly most, don't go to the veterinarian at all for preventive care. And it needs to be changed.
You need shots every year. You need vaccinations.
Well, you don't need them every year. So the rabies vaccine.
I took my cat every year.
That's too much.
No, it's not too much. You should go twice a year.
Oh.
That's way
too
much.
Not enough.
No. What was that?
Every day. You should take your cat to the vet every day.
I think so. Because if we tell people to do it every day, maybe then they will go twice
maybe.
A year. Maybe. I mean, it truly is important. Cats do. I have a top five list here.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
Sure.
Yes. Cats, number one.
Number one.
Cats mask illness. They do. You cannot tell.
They mask everything.
They do.
They really do.
They do. So unless you have a stethoscope at home and do blood pressure in your kitchen for cats, there's no way to know what is really going on. Number two, weight. 60% of our cats are overweight or obese. And
because of the people, and the people feed their cats
in
stuff.
In part, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. Some is complicated, but if you don't see Bill for 2 years,
I'd miss him.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
And then if you see him and he's put on a few pounds, you would notice instantly. But maybe Tracy wouldn't have because she's living with Bill every day.
Who's Tracy?
My girlfriend. You're not supposed
Terry.
To talk about that on the air.
Terry, I'm sorry.
Terry,
I
Tracy.
Got confused.
Okay.
I was
sorry
really
about that.
Confused.
I was rolling with it. Like, oh, my wife is going to be furious when she finds out about Tracy. But fine.
Well, you made fun of Bill with his little imaginary tale about Peanut on the elliptical. Why don't they make little kitty treadmills?
Well, cats,
especially for indoor cats.
Cats will go on treadmills sometimes.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah. But I'm always worried about that because unless there's adult supervision, the cat can fall off the treadmill.
Oh, true.
And that's not good.
Right.
But I've seen videos. I mean, if you Google or go to YouTube, you will see, honestly, cats on, I don't know why, but you can exercise a cat, actually. And that's there are a lot of ways to do it. Simply put the food in different places. They're hunters.
Yeah.
They want food, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's if they're overweight or obese, they like food. So put it in different places around the house and have them hunt, quote unquote, indoors for their food.
What a great
idea.
It burns
calories that way.
I used to take Declan for a walk on a leash and he hated it. He was like embarrassed. And he was a beautiful black cat and I had this lime green collar and he didn't even want to go outside.
Well, if the collar were red, maybe.
Black color. The color was too gaudy.
Yeah,
for the,
yeah. All right. I think. There's no baseline. Number three, there's no baseline of blood work if you don't go to the veterinarian.
True.
So you finally go when the cat is 15. What is normal for your cat?
There's no way to know.
Right. Preventive care. It seems obvious, but people don't kind of get it. So prevention really is important. For example, now, there's a new test called SDMA. It indicates kidney disease way earlier than the cats tell us. If we wait until the cats tell us they're not feeling well, literally 75% of kidney function or more
too late.
Is destroyed.
Yeah.
And there's not, I mean, there are things, some things they could do to sort of hold it off so it doesn't get worse. However, if a small percent of kidney function is at that point destroyed, way better off.
Yeah.
Veterinarians have a huge advantage by diagnosing early. A lot of things. This is just kidney disease is one example. It's a good one because it affects so many cats.
That's a common problem with cats, right? The kidney issues.
Totally. Yeah, very common, especially in older cats. And the number one reason, however, why cats die isn't kidney disease or cancers. Same is true for dogs, by the way. It's behavior. So people are afraid to tell their veterinarian or maybe embarrassed or think the veterinarian isn't interested. And if you're not going to the veterinarian, you don't have the opportunity to tell your veterinarian, my cat is scratching in the wrong places.
Or peeing all over the front room. And so we had to put Declan on some stimulants to try. We tried everything.
Well, you didn't try everything. How long ago was that? See, we have different answers today.
That was about 20 years ago.
Yeah. So today we have better answers for all of that. However, your veterinarian can't know about it and can't answer those questions if your veterinarian isn't seeing you. So people go online and they look for answers. Sometimes that's good, but Dr. Google isn't always so good.
No.
So
the copays are cheaper, though.
Hmm?
The copays are cheaper.
Yes. So those are the top five reasons.
Thank you, Steve.
And they're good. And really, if there's some behavioral disorder, go to the vet and bring that up.
Yes, yes. And go to your vet. So if you haven't done it in 6 months, today would be a good day, seriously, to make an appointment. The initiative of Take Your Cat to the Vet Day is supported by the American Association of Feline Practitioners. And also, now they have cat-friendly practices. Practices who have said, I can do better for cats. I've got to think about cats as well as dogs and other animals, too. And they actually have certification for these practices. They jump through hoops to become a cat-friendly practice, so to speak. And you can go online at catvets.org or com. I think it's one or the other. To look and find. They have one of those zip code things, you know. So you just type in your zip code. They will find a cat-friendly practice near you.
Steve, as a human, if you call your doctor and say, hey, I've got something going on, I need to come in, they go, yeah, we got something open in 2 weeks. Come on in 2 weeks. Realistically,
2 weeks? It's 2 months usually.
Sometimes
for
it's
my
two
doctors.
Months.
Yeah.
All right, so realistically, with a dog or a cat, if you're calling a vet, how much time do you think would take usually before they can see you?
Depending on the veterinarian, days, not even.
Yeah,
you know,
if it's
an emergency right now, there are veterinary emergency clinics, including MedVet Chicago on Belmont and Clyburn. There are others.
And that's just a couple days.
Area.
In Berwyn,
I'm
going to
go start seeing a vet for me if something's wrong with
me. And there is a great one in Berwyn.
Yeah,
so,
the VCA.
So you can go there right now if it's an emergency, and you should. If it's for an exam, preventive care checkup, then a few days at the most, usually.
All right. Very good.
It depends on your schedule, too.
Of course.
I mean, you know.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break, and then something I know we have wondered for our whole lifetime, Bill. Do pets have a sense of humor? We will find out as we continue talking to Steve Dale. And if you have a question or a comment, 312-981-7200. It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Steve Dale is in the studio with us, and you are a noted pet expert, definitely, but you are also now an award winner.
Yes.
Talk to us. What'd you win?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a pet trade show in town, and some number of years ago, another pet trade organization gave me and at the same time Dr. Marty Becker, a friend, their big award. We were the first recipients.
A petty? Are those called petty awards?
I'll go with that. Right. I don't know that it had a name, but I still have the plaque at home.
Nice. They gave him a plaque. Isn't that a weird award? One day you'll be dead and you'll lay here. Congratulations.
Yes.
That seems counterproductive.
Well, all right, so you have the plaque.
I do. And
does it say anything on it?
I don't know. It's a lot of, yeah, I'm sure it does. It says, thank you.
This is really great to talk about. It says, I'm getting some big award on Wednesday. Oh, you haven't received it yet?
No, Wednesday.
Are you sure this is happening, Steve? This sounds like something
you dreamt.
They
might take it away after the sell-up
yes,
you did.
I know.
God.
It's very nice. I was really honored.
All
it's
right.
At Navy Pier,
yeah.
Where I'm going. You know why this is a really neat award?
Because why?
They're giving it to me in the beer garden.
Oh, that'll
and they
be
said
lovely.
I could have some beer.
Oh, that'll be nice.
They're seriously not giving it to you anymore.
No, they're not.
But you are now on the board of the American Association of Human/Animal Bond Veterinarians.
That is cool.
So
yeah,
that's excellent.
Yeah,
you do a great
right.
job.
Congratulations, Steve.
Well, that's really an honor for a whole lot of reasons, because without the bond, we have nothing. You know, so if there's a behavior problem that causes the bond to fracture, or for whatever reason the bond with your animal goes away, then we don't have anything. There's no point.
Yeah.
That's why we have pets. They bond with us. We bond with them. And we need to learn more about that. So I'm honored to be in this organization, truly.
All right.
And I'm the first non-PhD, non-veterinarian on the board.
Even better. Congratulations.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do pets really have a sense of humor?
So I went to the American Veterinary Medical Association convention that I go to every year, and they have a behavior symposium hosted by the veterinary behaviorists the day before this all begins.
Yeah.
And the keynote speaker was Jaak Panset.
He's great.
Yes. You're
I've
a fan.
I've been a fan of Jan Ponsek since I was a small boy.
I know.
Love
this
him.
Guy is amazing. And, you know, for years, scientists used to say, but I'm not going back like 100 years ago. I'm going back 20 years ago. Our pets and other animals do not have emotions. And he set out to wonder if, and maybe prove that they might. And what he did is he mapped the emotional signals in the brain. And he actually shows this. It's not opinion. It's not conjecture.
It's
he actually,
fact.
It is. And of course, animals express emotions differently than we do. He's the guy. So a couple of years ago, he was on the cover of Time magazine and National
Jan
Geographic.
Was?
Yeah, your dude. Yeah. And that's because he is now known as the rat tickler.
Yep.
Yep. He tickles rats. He has found a frequency that makes them laugh. And it turns out that Norman Cousins.
What do they sound like when they laugh?
What do you think?
Well, they all have different... Yeah, that's...
Higher.
Really? Like
yeah,
squeaky?
It's beyond what we can hear.
Wow.
Yep.
So do it.
No.
You just did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
you couldn't hear it.
You can train a dog. You can't train me. Come on. Do it.
Do it now. So it also... Well, even more fascinating to me is that he bred for rats that like to laugh and then learned that these rats don't get depressed. These rats seem happier.
Because laughter's the best medicine, Steve,
it
even
is.
In the world of rats.
Norman Cousins was right all those
yeah.
years ago. These rats actually lived longer
yep.
and suffered less disease. And he believes, your friend Jaak Panset,
Jan Panset.
Yeah, that there ought to be a national day of play for people because we've forgotten how to do that.
That's 100% true.
And it's good for us the same way that it's good. And that's one reason why we have a dog, right? I mean, they're puppies forever in some ways,
yeah.
and we play with them.
Yeah.
They make us smile. They
you
make us laugh.
You get down on the ground
yeah.
and play with them.
Yeah.
That's true.
They bring out the kid in all of us, no matter how old we are. That's one reason why we choose. No one forces us to have a pet. We choose to do it. And most people in America, statistically, have a dog or cat, and then there's the one with the gibbon.
Yep.
So pets...
You know what makes my gibbon laugh, Steve?
What?
Episodes of Two Broke Girls.
That's the only person or thing laughing at that show.
He binge watches it for hours and loves it. Laughs like crazy.
I can understand. No, I really can't. So this is fascinating.
That
though,
is pretty
because,
fascinating.
Because it turns out a couple things are true. Our animals do have emotions, and that's not a surprise to anyone who's had a dog for the last 1,000 years. I mean, you come home and your dog is happy to see you.
You can tell when a dog is smiling.
Yeah.
Big time.
And they do smile.
Yep.
And happiness is an emotion. So there's no doubt pet owners have known this, but now he's shown that this is the case. But what difference does it make? And that's what he's trying to determine.
Zanies is, if they're listening right now, they should have a whole slew
rat
of...
night. Have rat night at
so
Zanies.
My latest, it's funny you say that. So my last podcast on WGM Plus, Steve Dale's Other World, mm-hmm. so it's not necessarily about pets. I would love to talk to you guys at some point. We'd go on the...
Sure.
No, Bill, yeah. No, you don't really nope. want that.
Our
I
game.
Do. Really? I would yeah, love, I would love
friend.
That.
Sure.
I would love that. I had Sharna Halpern on.
Oh, yeah?
From I.O.
Yeah. yeah.
And she's discovered all these people. I mean, right? Amy Poehler, Tina Fey.
Sure.
Chris Farley.
Yes. I mean, the everybody. List goes on and on and on and on. And she wants to do a benefit to support Friends of Animal Care and Control and have adoptable dogs there. And she says, that'll make my comedians happy, too, because there'll be dogs in the audience.
Awesome.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah,
not for you.
Right. Well,
yes, it
I'm
would be.
Okay with that.
No, you will be the MC for this. Did,
yeah,
did
I would
she not tell you this?
Yeah, I'm ready yes. for that.
Yes,
that'd be fun.
Yes.
You should get a little Bow Wow.
Yeah, but it was.
Yeah.
It was
Snoop
a
dog.
It was a fascinating conversation with her about what makes people laugh and how she instantly knew that Cicely Strong or Tina Fey or Amy Poehler would probably make it, where she could look at me and say, all you do is throw a pie in a guy's face. That's not really funny. So, right. And it's fascinating as to how what she looks for in these comedians. It's at WGMplus.com.
Excellent.
Steve Dale's Other World. And we're out of time, but there's been some recent dog nappings. Is there information that we can glean in about 30 seconds on how to protect your dog?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, so try not to walk your dog at 3 in the morning because they tend to happen when bad things do happen. If you can, walk with another person as well. I suggest people take a whistle with them. Because not only do you scream when that person approaches you and your dog, you blow the whistle. Maybe that'll help. And be aware of your surroundings. People have headsets on all the time.
Yeah, don't do the headsets.
Yeah,
the earbuds.
Yep.
Well, cool.
Thank you, Steve. He's noted pet expert Steve Dale. Listen to him anytime you can. WGM Plus is your best bet, right?
Yeah, or Sunday,
and Sunday,
or Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings, of course.
As far as I know.
Thanks, Steve.
You know something I don't know?
No.
Now
I have
to go upstairs. I'm a little worried.
Now you're fine.
Okay.
We'll
Thanks,
take a
Steve.
Quick break.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Steve. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.